The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Goodness. So good morning, brothers and sisters. Who are we missing? We're missing, this is not the whole school, we're missing the 7th grade? We couldn't say we're missing the 8th grade because we have these finely dressed young ladies right up here who clearly trumpet with their sweaters that they are members of the class of 2024. But the whole 8th grade's not here, right? Just special 8th graders are here, yes? So is the 6th grade rule the school today? Is that an accurate statement? Where's the 6th grade? Woohoo, 6th grade rules the school, woohoo! Okay, don't focus on that. Focus on what I'm going to tell you. Tiny little thought for you today, just a little tiny thought. Do you know what Jesus says more often than anything else in the whole Bible? More often than he says anything else in the whole Bible, he says, don't be afraid. He says it 23 times. He really wants you to know, don't be afraid. However, there's only once in the whole Bible in which Jesus says to be afraid, and that's right here. Jesus says, be afraid of the one who can cast body and soul into Gehenna. It's the only time Jesus says be afraid. Now, I'm just curious. Who knows what Gehenna is? Just raise your hand if you know what Gehenna is. Okay, so a few people know, lots of people don't know. Let me tell you real quick. Gehenna means hell. That's what Gehenna means. Gehenna means hell. It was a garbage dump in the city of Jerusalem in Jesus' time, and people would throw their garbage into the garbage dump, and they burned their garbage, so it was always burning. So Jesus, everybody started calling the hell by the name of the garbage dump. They called it Gehenna. Okay, so it's the only time Jesus ever says be afraid of anything. So let's talk about fear here this morning, shall we? Talk about fear. There's two kinds of fear. Here's the first kind of fear. Fear of what you can't control. That's the first kind of fear. Everybody's afraid of what they can't control. For example, maybe it's the weather. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I was afraid that when the weatherman said that it was going to snow and we were going to get a snow day, I was afraid it was going to rain. Right? Couldn't control it. I was afraid. People get afraid of all kinds of things that they can't control. They watch the news too much. You'd be amazed how many people live their whole lives afraid of what they can't control because they watch too much TV news. This is why Jesus says, don't be afraid. Listen, even the hairs of your head have been counted. Don't be afraid of what you can't control. Have a little bit of faith. Don't you realize God's got you covered? Okay, that's the first kind of fear. But there's a second kind of fear. And that's the fear of stuff you can control. Dangers, but you can control them. For example, maybe you're walking along on the edge of a cliff. And you're afraid that you're going to fall off the cliff. Well, just don't walk along the edge of a cliff, right? Problem solved. Just step back. No trouble. You can control it. Maybe you're afraid, I don't know, that you're going to get burned with fire. Well, guess what? Don't play with fire. Problem solved. Right? Maybe you're afraid, I don't know, that you're going to slip and fall on the ice in the wintertime. Well, Be careful when you're walking on the ice in the wintertime. Problem solved, right? This, though, is the place where Jesus says to go ahead and be afraid. This is the place where Jesus says to go ahead and be afraid, because there's one danger that's worse than all the other dangers in the whole world. Do you know what that danger is? What's the danger that's worse than all the other dangers in the whole world? And it's not something you can find on the news. It's committing a sin. Would you believe that? All you guys with your hands up, I know you all knew the right answer, okay? It's the biggest danger in the whole world. And guess who can control it? You! If you want to be afraid of something, listen, be afraid of how weak you can be and how easy it can be for you to do the wrong thing, right? Go ahead and be afraid of that. But pray to God to give you strength and help. By the way, Jesus says, be afraid of the one who can cast your body and soul into hell. Do you know who that is? Most people think that's the devil, right? Most people who think that's the devil are wrong. Can the devil throw you into hell? No. Only thing the evil spirit can do is tempt you to do wrong. But who's the only one who can make the decision to do something wrong? Only you. You want to be afraid of something? Listen. Be afraid of how easy it is for you to do the wrong thing. And just pray to God to make you strong. That's the message today. Right? You know the opposite of courage? I'm sorry, the opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. Because fear walks around all day long saying, what's going to happen to me? And faith asks the only question that matters. Not what's going to happen to me, but what does God want me to do about it? It's the only thing we need to focus on, okay? So there's your message for the day. Don't be afraid. Focus on what you can control and believe that God's got the rest in his hands. Amen? Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Paul of the Cross, pray for us.